Now this is Channel One Right, Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Data this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Channel One Right, Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Data this Tuesday, the 16th of March, 1971, and this nice shower has just set in. That's not good, because it makes noise. This is Channel One Right. Channel One Right, and I'm just setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Just summer weather. Now, Channel Two, I exposed last time.
You think they're more interested in that part of it?
That's right.
Well, this is his first garden. You think he's doing it right?
I think he's doing it right. Look like to me that's good as anybody could do. I was looking at them nice rows and them nice little beds he got up there. I sure hope the cold don't kill it.
Well, don't you think we can count on it not being cold now?
I'm scared this kind of.
Oh, you are?
You know, it always bees kind of cool around Easter time. And right after Easter, we usually have a little cold spell, sometimes cold.
Well,
sometimes it don't, and they tell me Easter ain't until April.
Why, Miss Davis? Well, that's a little dangerous to put tomatoes out then, don't you think?
Look like it, but I tell you, you got to chance them. If you keep waiting, it'll be too late for them to do anything. But where his garden is, I don't think the cold hurt him much. You see, it's surrounded with trees, and it's kind of protected his garden is. I would think it was.
And you don't know any young people that are that careful.
No, but one, and that's the boy up there where I work. He got a garden. Eating greens out of it.
Already?
Well, they planted early, you see. He got a garden, and his daddy got a garden. It's in the same place, but he got so many rows, steak. And his dad has got so many rules. When he don't have time to hoe it and see at it, so daddy takes care of it all. Because he's home all the time, the most of the time. The boy works on the farm.
Now you had to just hoe your garden out, didn't you, yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it looks like with as many people as you know with a tractor, you could get a little work done.
It looks like it, but you can. Now, years ago, and I lived over there, too, under the magnolia tree, they had a white man on the farm, drove a tractor, Mr. Johnny Reed. But when he was tracting land, they land up there around my house, he'd cut mine every time. I didn't have no trouble about it. He'd just go straight through, track the mine, and all but after he left, well, then I didn't have no help. You see, You good morning. It was so rainy this morning and bad, I said, well, she won't come for me this morning.
Why, Miss Daisy, rain doesn't make any difference.
Well, that's what I tell them. Folks got cars. Well, it looked like the rain wouldn't stop them.
Well, it's just a perfect day to have a visit. Mm.
Good rainy day.
You just had a drizzle?
We had a good rain.
Yeah, well, it did too. The water run right straight down through the yard by my doorstep.
Right down the
right on
driveway.
Right on down through Doris' yard, on out there somewhere. You know, when it rains, we're sitting up there on that hill, and
yeah,
all the water, it just goes streaking. Straight down. We had a good rain last night.
I don't know why it comes right off that road out there and right
I
down your lane.
I don't see it look like. It would just go to that ditch and go straight on down.
It don't seem to
but
care
but it
for
don't
that
do
ditch.
The ditch has its share and we have ours.
I don't know how you have any.
Now there's a big ground thrasher, Miss Daisy. He's that ground bird. He don't fly up very much. You know, he's that thrasher.
Isn't he pretty? Mm-hmm.
Thrush, they call it, but he's a thrasher. He's big.
And he can eat.
He's eating away, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the one that gets in the leaves and scatters the leaves just like a chicken would do.
Oh, yeah.
I see him.
There's a blackbird coming down.
Yeah, they're ready.
Do y'all hear anything from Mr. Gilbert about how he's getting along?
No, I'm afraid to ask.
I asked this morning and he's about the same.
Mm-hmm. All I want to do is make the feathers fly.
Just wants to scare those blackbirds a little bit.
Yes, sir. You don't hardly ever see one either. You mostly see a drove of blackbirds.
What kind of guns did your boys have? Your children have?
They had, they had two. They had a single barrel shotgun and a double barrel shotgun.
They didn't have one of these little air rifles?
No, sir. I wouldn't buy them now. I didn't like for children to have them, and my children didn't have them. But children now, they'll have anything they want. All they got to do is they want it. His parents going to try to get it from them.
It's just amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now you were talking the other day. The men seems to have ideas about raising children.
About what?
Did you run into that?
Who?
The men. They got ideas about raising children.
I don't think it's just a few men now. I'm talking about black men.
Yeah.
Got an idea about doing anything but running the road. That's their biggest idea.
Well,
you don't find many men that Here's nothing about doing nothing around their place or nothing. Oh, if he can get out somewhere and think he can make a dollar, he can do that.
Well, now, don't you know, you said Ben.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
Well, sometimes he wouldn't tell you what to do about the children in front of the children, but
we'd get old.
But now he'd have ideas about it.
Yes, sir. He wouldn't too. He wouldn't too. Yeah. He didn't have no trouble with his children. He could speak the word, and that's what they done. He never whooped his children much.
Oh, he just spoke to them.
Just tell them what he wanted and what he didn't want. Nine, then I bet you he ain't whooped his children half a dozen times, the whole three.
Yeah. But now...
And then one whooping, he give them, well, then that would last them a while.
That last them.
I know when we lived over there, they had a pond below that house where Kate lived. Nice pond down there, deep pond. Well, they said there was alligators in it. There was a woman who used to live down there. She told me it was a gator in there, big as a two-horse wagon body.
That's
well, he would growl every once in a while whenever he growled or hollered or whatever you call it. Looked like he'd shake that old house up there. Well, but he didn't. He didn't holler much.
Yeah.
And he didn't come out much. She said she had seen him several times. But up, way back up under the earth there in that hole, she said there's a hole up under there as big as the one you see outside.
Yeah.
So that's where he stayed.
Yeah.
Up there. And that hole, he'd come out sometime. But she said he didn't stay long. But she had cows in that pasture. So she'd be out there checking her cows sometime. And she'd seen, that's what she seen. And she told me her cow, one of her cows, found a calf in that calf. He went down in that hole. Well, the pond was about dry, but there was plenty of water back up under there.
Oh, yeah.
And she told me she went down in that hole. Oh, you have to go that far down to get to the bottom of the thing.
Yeah.
From that time. She told me she went down in that hole and got her calf and brought him out of there. But she was just like a man. She wasn't scared of nothing. She didn't see no danger. Anything she wanted to do, she just went on into it and was lucky getting out.
Well,
I asked, I said, you go in there and know that cat, that the gator was in there. She said, yeah, I know the gator was in there and I know my calf was in there and couldn't help itself. He had to help it. I said, yes. I said, but I tell you the truth, the gator would have eaten him. I didn't know where he take a notion to come out while I'm down in there and I'm got to climb out that hole. But she brought that calf out.
Calf, she just lifted him out.
Yes, she just lifted him out and scuffled till she could get to the top of that hole and laid him up on the ground. Then she crawled out. But not me. I wouldn't have went in there. That's the truth. I just wouldn't have looked at him. down there that went on to the house.
Well,
she let him up.
Yeah. Well, now, she done that sort of thing all the time.
That's right. She took care of her things herself.
Yeah.
She was tall and stout, but she was old, but she didn't pay age no attention then.
Yeah.
So.
She was one of your neighbors?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'd go to see her every week, once a week.
Oh, really?
And stay an hour or two. So tall. About things.
Well,
she was a good neighbor, too.
Well, she must have, she had all sorts of stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the more she would talk about would be folks, how folks live here, how folks live where she come from. Well, you see, this wasn't her native. Her home was in Alabama. But she just moved in. She told me when they come to this state, you could buy land for 50 cents an acre.
Yeah.
She said you'd have to clean it up. She said some of them were so sorry they wouldn't buy acre. Well, that's where she got her home. She paid 50 cents an acre for her ground. And I think she told me she bought 3 acres. She thought that was enough for her. Well, my goodness, 3 acres of ground for a dollar and a half. Now, you think about then and now. What would you have to pay for an acre of ground?
No. Well, now, she come way back there, didn't she?
Yeah, way back there. Way back there.
Yeah.
When she come to this state, she said, it wasn't nothing but woods and vomit. You'd see a little house, maybe here in one way over yonder, somewhere. Cows, bears, goats, hogs.
Wild, a lot of
wild up there in the woods. Anybody feel like to go out there and kill them?
Yeah. And she'd seen that country. She'd lived in that country.
Yeah, she'd seen that. Yeah, she eat some of it. There was 3 of them. Then, 3 sisters, and they'd kill a cow, clean him just like the hens. They were strong, Mr. Mott.
And they could butcher a cow.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, you've seen them do that.
No, I didn't see it. She told me. I didn't see. Well, when I come here, you see, it was kind of clear then. That stuff wasn't so plentiful. You could catch all the fish you wanted. You didn't have to have license and permits and things to catch fish when I come here. But you did have to have license to hunt, and you had to hunt a certain time. So you can see,
yeah.
You could kill ducks so long, sometime, I don't know what time in the season.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't kill, but just so many.
Yeah.
They had a law on them, but there wasn't no law on fish.
Well, now, did did she have a pretty fair place to live?
Yes. She had a nice place. She had a nice little house. It wasn't nothing fine, but it was a good house. It wasn't made out of such, if you know, back then, the lumber was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. All the lumber.
Yes, sir. All the lumber was good of her house. It was made out of some good lumber. Her house is down there now. That's where Odessa lived, in Alice Dean's house.
Uh-huh.
You see, she died, and she had a girl she was raising for her niece, I think. But when she died, this girl's mother took her, and her mother kept her there until she died. Well, that didn't leave nobody to stay in the house. So Mary, she was the head of it. So she finally rented it from to first one and then another. Of course, she wasn't going to live here. And she wanted somebody in the house to kind of keep it up. So she did. Let me see. I don't know who was it first lived in there. But anyway, they moved out. And then Odessa, she been in there some 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was Alice Dean's house.
That was Alice Dean's house.
Yes.
But you see,
is that, uh-huh.
What keeps it looking good as it do, this girl, she takes care of it.
Oh.
If it needs something done, well, then she fix it.
Yeah.
Like she have it done. She pay for it being done. She takes care of the house.
So that old house goes way back to
her. Oh, yeah. And then it's a good house.
Yeah. Have old box houses, don't you know, with the boards.
Mm-hmm.
One, that big, thick board going up, and then the little strips to keep
big
the boats cracked.
Thick board.
Yeah.
That float. It's made out of big bowl, almost solid lava.
Yeah. Now they ought to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
It just lasts forever, won't it?
Look like it. Well, I think as long as Mary lives, I think the old house gonna be taken care of.
Yeah.
She said she didn't want to sell it, and she didn't want to live in it. It's just her one, you see. And she'd rather to rent it to somebody. But she comes up every summer, check that old house, see what it needs, see how is it holding up.
Oh.
Everything. Well, now you see Hubba, he's right there, but he ain't no good. He ain't seen nothing.
Who's that? You leave? Yeah, you see who come down there.
Well, now, Alice Dean, please.
How does she make a living? What does she do, Miss Daisy? How is she?
She planned the garden.
Yeah.
She raised chickens. And she took care of this child for Mary. And Mary took care of both of them. Mary was in Palm Beach working.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about your woman back there who went down the alligator hole.
Who? Come on, Alice?
Uh-huh.
That's who you're talking about?
Yes.
I said. She took care of Mary's daughter.
I see.
And Mary worked and took care of them both.
I see. But she pretty well took care of herself.
That's right. Come up, Anna.
Yes.
Yes, cause so. When she was working, she saved her money. She spent what she had to spend. What she didn't have to spend, she saved it till she needed it. Well, every week, you see, Mary, when Mary got paid off down there, well, then she sent Alice money for her and that baby.
Yeah. Well, now, what did she hire out like?
Hire who out?
Alice Dean. Did she work out in the field?
She didn't work nowhere. After I moved, she didn't leave that house.
Yeah.
She didn't do nothing. She had cows. She'd sell butter.
Yeah.
And she'd sell milk. And she'd sell chickens.
Yeah.
She'd sell eggs. That's where she got her money, what Mary didn't give.
Well, that was...
But she stayed right there and took care of that baby.
Yeah.
Oh, she was... big girl, but she was deformed some way. She couldn't walk. She couldn't set up. She couldn't do nothing for herself. So Alice just stayed there and took care of her.
Is that right?
Well, that was Alice. That did Alice cleared the land there for her house.
Oh, yes. You see, she'd had that house a long time.
And she had the house built?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Years and years back there. She bought the land, she said, for 50 cents an acre.
Yeah.
Well, then, I know the lumber was cheap, too.
And you didn't know her old man?
No, I didn't know her old man when I knew her. She was a widow. She's by herself.
But she was still right. But she was still.
Yes.
She could still do things when Junior.
Sure, yes, sir. She'd have her garden and things, plenty of things she wanted out there in her garden, and she worked it.
Miss Daisy, you've known a lot of interesting people in your time, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I mostly visit old folks. I loved to hear them talk and tell me things like that. The young folks, they didn't know nothing. They didn't tell me. Me and Alice, I'd go down there sometime. I wouldn't go till after dinner. After I get dinner off and everything, get them all fed, clean up the kitchen, then I'd come back. So see, I could stay down there again till 5 or 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
I didn't have to hurry back. Red bird, black bird.
and you heard some pretty good talk from her.
Yes, sir. Pretty good talk.
She could talk about the garden and make it interesting.
Talk about the garden. But you know what I like to hear talk about? How they would go hunt, kill their cow. If they wanted to kill a cow, the three of them go together.
Oh, and she?
And they clean it out there, wherever they killed it at. They had sacks, she said, to put the meat in. She wanted to put a shoulder in her bag and a side. The other one put a shoulder in her back. She said sometime they would have to make 2 trips to get the meat home. I asked her one time, I said, well, you just left it out there and nothing didn't bother you. She said, we didn't leave it on the ground. What we had to go back for, we'd hang it. Put a tie a string around it somewhere and then hang it up a tree.
Swing it up.
Yeah. Right there when they went back. Then when they get home, you know, they cut it up like they wanted it and put it away.
Yeah.
And there wasn't no ice boxes then. There wasn't no refrigerators then. They bought the ice, put it in the tub, and put the meat in there on that ice. I asked, I said, well, now, when you packed it, I said, did you put any salt on it? She said, not very much. So if you put much salt on it, it wouldn't be fresh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I learned that. When I get fish, if I ain't going to cook them all, I dress them. And I put them in my box, but I don't put no salt on them. And they'll stay there, for a while.
And then they'll be fresh.
Then they'll be fresh. And you take them out and throw them out and get rid of them. They're just like, they're just cold. So that's the way, she told me that's the way she kept her meat fresh. So I remembered it. If I get meat, something like a coon or rabbit or something, see, I ain't gonna get my cock. I rinse it off good, put it in the ice box, put it up there to freeze. When I get ready to cook it, I take it, throw it out, rinse it off, put it on the cook. Then, put my salt in.
You learned that you learned that pretty young, Miss Daisy, because you said this boy you married up there in Georgia, you talked to his sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a right smart older than you was.
Yes. Well, she had, I think she had about 4 or 5 children. I don't remember just how many she had. Yes, she was a settled woman. But she was a good woman. I guess that's when I never had no fight. Never had a fight with nobody in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't deal with that fighting kind.
Right out when this boy gave you trouble, you see.
Yeah, that's where I'd have to go.
Yeah.
To her, she was the closest one to me. And she was just like a mother to me. She treated me just like she did her children.
Yeah.
Just like, and I was a married woman. She didn't think I had no business doing it.
Well, she couldn't talk to this boy though. He wouldn't.
No, she didn't pay him no attention. But he was this kind you can't talk to. Ain't you seen some folks you can't talk to?
A lot of them.
They'll
yeah.
just fly up, you know.
Yeah.
No, she didn't talk to him. She just talked to me.
So
and I had this much sense. I had sense enough to not tell him what she told me.
Yeah.
But once he got an idea in his head, there's no getting it out, was there?
That's right. You see, if he'd know she was talking to me and trying to help me, well then, you see, he'd have gotten mad at her.
Oh, yeah.
So I had that much sense. But she was good. I remember one time, for 2 days, I had headache so bad, I don't know. So I broke out with some kind of bumps. I think I had them thing about a day or two before I went to her house. So I went down there one Saturday evening. So when I walked in, though, she broke out in bed. She said, "Oh, old David got chicken pox." I said, "Chicken pox?" She said, "Yes." She said, "How long?" And I said, These things broke out on me day before yesterday. And I had the worst headache. I said, "You don't sleep at night with them." She said, "I'll tell you what." Said, "You stay here tonight. Don't go back home." Said, "If he come, I'll tell him you ain't going." Said, "You won't have to say nothing." Said, "You get up early in the morning and go set in the chicken house door. And when they come off the roof, you let them fly over you. So they'll carry all that fever out. And them things will soon dry up. So you won't have no more trouble. So you don't have to sit there but one moment." So I did. I stayed there. So I could, got to where I could rest. It didn't itch you, you know, so bad.
Yeah.
They dried up. That was all.
So the next morning, you got up early.
Yes, sir.
You had to get up early.
I had to get up early for the chickens to fly over me.
Yeah.
So I got up and went on to sit down in the chicken house door.
And they couldn't get around you.
They couldn't go around me. They had to come over me.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? What do you know?
But now, if folks' children have chicken pox or anything, they got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any chicken now. Or any chicken.
That's right. I don't have any dogs. Got some chicken.
Yeah.
Bessie got chicken.
Miss Daisy, I think this boy, man that you married, he just got ideas in his head, didn't he?
That's right. He was just mean. I don't think he had many good thoughts. But he just thought whatever he done, it was right.
Yeah.
I don't think he knowed any better. Do I believe he'd have done better?
Well, how'd you ever get married to a fellow like that?
Oh, he was nice then. Before I got him, he was just perfect, all right.
Yeah.
But after he got me,
then
he got like that. So he was just plain good until he got me where he thought he had me.
Yeah.
He did have me for 4 years. But after 4 years, I learned I didn't have to take that. I didn't have to have that treatment.
Well, what displeased him so much, Miss Daisy?
Well, he just make up things and false accuse me of things, accuse me of doing things I hadn't given a thought about. Well, if I said it wasn't so, well then, he was mad.
And he'd not
It
quiet.
Had to be so, you see, because he said so.
Yeah.
And it was all a lie. It wasn't truth about it.
Well, now, what did he accuse you of, Miss Daisy?
Oh, first one thing and another, he accused me of going off to see somebody or something like that, or I wasn't home, and things like that. He just thought I should stay there all the time.
Oh.
And I didn't do it.
And he didn't want you to go visit him?
No, sir. He didn't want me to visit nobody. Yeah.
Well, sir.
But he was just jealous. That was him. He didn't have no confidence in himself, and he couldn't have none in nobody else. You got to trust yourself. If you know you right, you ain't thinking about somebody else doing something wrong all the time. That don't come in your mind. I don't think about nobody doing nothing to me. I don't do nothing to nobody. I treat everybody right to the best of my understanding. So why should I think, now you're going to do something to me, and I ain't done nothing to you?
Well, I was just trying to take his side and just see what it was, Miss Daisy, that you made you aggravate him.
I didn't aggravate him. He aggravated himself.
Well, now, then, tell you what was that Miss Daisy said about there was things that she done to the children that he didn't like.
He didn't like for me to whoop them. He didn't like for me to scold them. That was what he disliked. No, he didn't like for me to whoop them. And he didn't like for me to scold them. It was all right for me to talk, kind talk to them. Well, he enjoyed that. But don't scold him.
And I bet you every once in a while those children wanted to go down in that alligator hole.
Now, did he whooped them about that.
Oh, was one of the things.
They'd go down there. But he found it out. The way he found it out, I come home from work. We finished what we were doing. I got home earlier than they thought I was coming.
Oh.
So when they come, I was already there. And they were just as wet. Been down there in that hole swimming. I told him, I said, all right. I said, what'd your dad tell you? I said, just as soon as he come, I'm going to tell him you've been down there. Doris said, Reuben told us to go down there, and Daddy told you to know. So when he come, after supper, we eat supper, everything, they were scared to death. Reuben, they hadn't heard me tell him. After got through supper and everything, we all went in the house. I said, Ben, I said, when I come, I said, these children was down there in that hole. I said, and they come home just as wet as they could be, been in there swimming. He said, oh. He said, didn't I tell y'all don't go down there in that hole? They said, yes. He said, what did I tell you I was going to do if you went down there? You said you was going to whoop us, but Dad, if you don't whoop us, we won't go back. He said, yeah, but you done been back. He wore them out.
He got after them.
Oh, yes, he whooped them, all three. He didn't have to do it but just that one time.
What did you?
They didn't go back down there.
What did he use on them this day?
A switch. That switch.
He just cut them a little limb off the tree. Well, that'll really sting, won't it?
Sir?
You remember that?
Yes, he remembered that. And they remembered it. They didn't go back there no more.
Miss Dana, you've known a lot of these nice people, interesting people. Now, it could be, you see, you just a little ahead of some of these people that you run around. Now, what did Granddaddy, did he like to talk to banks?
talk to Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Him and Banks could have a good time talking. Now, he would talk to Mama and Banks more than he would me.
Yeah.
Well, you see, they would be just sitting there. He'd come in from work or anything. Then they would have steak chat.
Yeah.
You know, even at meal time, he would talk to them. Oh, and they thought was nothing like them.
Oh. Well, how'd he talk then, Daisy? You see, since I've known him, he hasn't talked much.
So how did he talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be talking about nothing special. He'd be talking about nothing. Just talking.
Well, he must have been pretty lively.
Well, he was at times, you know. He'd spend more time with them and he would with me talking.
Yeah.
Now, me and him never did talk much. There wasn't nobody there but just us. If he had anything to do, he was doing his way.
Yeah.
If I had anything to do, I was doing mine. But just talk. Now and then, we would talk. So, I wouldn't be talking about nothing.
But
nothing to talk about.
you was ahead of them a whole lot of the time.
Oh, I guess so, Mr. Miles.
Yes.
Now, I would talk to Maureen Banks a lot. He would talk a lot. He didn't talk about nothing. Things happen in Georgia, different things at the church. Things like that.
But you caught on pretty fast.
Oh, yes. You see, I pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You see, I pay attention.
And some of the others would be more...
They might hear some of it and they might didn't.
Yeah.
Because they're saying it just that much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. My daughter is like that. She pays attention to lots of things.
Oh.
But you might think she wasn't noticing.
Oh.
Oh, she's like you.
So.
Uh-huh.
You, just like somebody be talking about something. Well, she may be reading, or she may be writing, or she may be sewing. Well, that looks like she ain't paying it no attention.
Yeah.
But after they's gone, well, then she'll bring it out.
I see.
Then, Mama, did you hear so-and-so say so-and-so? I said, yes, I did. I said, when did that happen? She said, it didn't happen. I said, didn't? She said, no. Mom said, did this line? I said, yeah. I said, how you know? She said, I was there. She said, well, no such a thing. Just like they may be out to dinner or be out to a party or social or something like that. And she said, I was there, so it didn't help. So it wasn't like that. And then she could wait to tell me what it was like. Well, I heard what he said or what she said. Now I hear what you say. Now I'm going to ask myself.
Yeah.
Just because now who lying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know whether them folks, what told it, was telling the truth, or whether she telling the truth, but it was something like it.
Well, now, what did you have in mind, Miss Daisy?
What did I have in mind?
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing in mind but what they were saying.
I mean, what
you know, just like they some folks always feel like that somebody thinks more you than they do you. Well, it's just something like that. Well, somebody said something to somebody. They didn't say it to them. They wasn't talking to them.
Yeah.
Well, they felt like they was talking about them. Uh-huh. So that's what she said. Well, since this time at the social, so-and-so did so-and-so or said so-and-so. Said, I didn't like the way they act. Well, Doris, she's steady reading. You know, just like she ain't paying it no attention. When did it leave? She said, Mama, don't you believe a word. Said it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
They treated her just like they did all the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I guess she wanted you to do a little more. I don't know. Well, I'll leave that there.
Well, now, now, Granddaddy, he didn't listen quite as much as you did.
No. No. And Granddaddy, now, you see, when he was in his younger days, well, he'd always have somewhere to go. He'd be going off somewhere. I'm talking about days he wasn't working.
Yeah.
He wasn't right home all the time like he is now. And I just don't hardly understand Granddaddy.
Well, when he didn't hang around the house so much.
Mm-mm.
In those days.
No, he didn't hang around the house so much.
He loved to go.
He'd be, if he wasn't working, well, he'd be working around home in them days. In his younger days, he would be working around home. He'd be working in the garden or fixing a place for the chickens or taking care of the pigs. All we always had was a hog or two hogs.
Yeah.
And he would see after them, or he'd get his pole and he'd go fishing.
Yeah.
When he come back with the fish, well, then he cleaned the fish. Lots of times. I didn't have to clean no fish. Now he can't clean no fish.
Well, Miss Daisy, you wasn't any better educated than Granddaddy or some of the others, was you?
No, I had no education. I had none. I've been to school enough to say I went.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, what the few days I went, I was home, where I was raised, born and raised there.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have much time.
Well, now, did your mama teach you?
Mm-mm. Didn't nobody teach us. We didn't have no teaching.
Well, who taught you how to figure and things like that?
Ain't nobody taught me nothing about education. The teacher didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Because Ma didn't send us to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was willing for us to go and wanted us to go to school. But my mother didn't care nothing about it.
Did she'd been to school?
She said she went a little bit, and then if she gets kind of mad, she said, I ain't got no education, I get along all right.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to school.
Yeah.
Well, we had to take that and go on.
Yeah.
So the most, I learned how to write a little bit, but I don't know nothing about figures much.
Well, what you know, you could almost say like your mama, you get along without educating too.
Well, I have to do it.
Well, what good would a whole lot of education have done you, Miss
I don't know, but I feel like if I'd have had more, I'd have been better off.
Yeah. Better off how?
Well, I could have gotten me a good job.
Well, you
and
had the best job.
I could have been working.
You had the best job in this whole neighborhood.
When I didn't what?
You've had a good job ever since you've been in this country.
Oh, yes, but I'm talking about now. You take Doris. She got enough education to get her a job anywhere she wants.
Well, you got a better job than she has.
And take care of it. What kind of job is that got?
Well, you don't work every day now, but you did.
Oh, yes, sir, I did. Well, now I could do that, and I learned it myself.
Well?
Working in the house. Oh, I could do that. I know how to clean things.
And you didn't have to drive 40 miles to do it?
No.
And you got along?
Got along all right, Mr. Miles. Got along just fine.
Well, what you complaining about?
I ain't complaining, but I just say, well, I had me a job making me good money. Well, you see, there ain't much money in my job. I don't make much, but still, I make a living. I have a whole lot to be thankful for now. Because maybe if I had one of them good jobs, I might not be able to take care of it now.
That's right.
My eyes is bad. I can't see so well, but I can see well enough to take care of this here, what I got in my head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I think about this. I think I do as well. I get along all right. I have nice friends and nice neighbors from one to the other. Give me something, hand me something to eat every now and then. Somebody give me a little piece of money. Go on, I put that down and use this one.
I did it in time.
That's what happened to me.
What did Miss Daisy? What I forget? You were telling. I told you, Burnett, park that old school bus now, right there on the side of the road.
That old what?
Burnett. Park that old school bus.
Oh.
He don't take it in the yard anymore. He just parks it along that side of the road.
He just parks it on the road?
Yeah. And you was telling me about that house that he had down there.
Who?
Burnett Patterson. Mm-hmm. We forgot what you told us about. We were trying to think of it the other day. Mm-hmm. Whose house that was that Burnett had.
Yeah.
It burned.
Well, it was first his grandmother's house.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was first his grandmother's house. Miss Brown. His grandmother was a Brown. Well.
That's the old home place.
That was the old home place. But you see, she raised Bernie. Well, they said he had a brother. Well, I didn't know his brother, but I know his grandmother good. Her brother, he lost his mind. The mind got bad. So somehow or another, he got over to her with an axe. And he killed her.
Oh.
With the axe. When they got to her, he had them chopped her or beat her up so there was nothing to be done by her. Well, after he did that, then the law got him and put him in jail and had to, I think said he had a doctor or something. Anyway, they find out he wasn't to himself. Uh-huh. He was not his mind. So then she left the house with Bunny and his brother. So Bunny stayed there for her. Then he let the place go up for tax. He wouldn't pay the tax on it. He let the place go up for tax. Well, his, I don't know what all they is to him. I don't know if it's his aunt or whatever she is, but she lives in Micanopy. I know her, but I don't know what kin they is. But she picked up the paper and seen this place was up for tax. So she got in her car and went right on up to Gainesville and bought it. Bought it in for tax. So she told Bunnett to have somebody in the house. He just stay on there. And take care of the house. He just stay there. Well, he stayed on there till it got burned up. So I didn't know it till the house was burned up. So I said, well, did Bunnett have an insurance on the house? So Pedro said, Bunnett ain't had none on. So he ain't had nothing. But Arlie Mae, she about had insurance on it because it was her house. I said, what? He said, yes, ma'am. Said a long time ago, Arlie Mae bought the house in for tax. Bought the place in for tax. And she told Bunnett he could just stay there to take care of the house.
If he'd pay the tax.
Mm-hmm. She didn't look for him to pay him no more. She paid the tax herself.
Oh.
She paid the tax to take care of her house.
But and before her, that, he had the house,
he
and
had
all
the
he
house,
had to do was pay for the tax.
And she thought he was keeping up the tax on it.
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't. Well, when she found out the place was up for tax, well, then she went on up and bought it in for the tax. Since that, she takes care of herself.
All he had to do was pay the tax.
That's all.
And he couldn't get around
it. And he wouldn't do that.
Why, Miss Daisy?
No, he wouldn't do that.
He couldn't get up
and
there.
And he don't like insurance on nothing.
Oh.
Don't want none on him. And no, he ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
No, sir. I ring if he had it, money is all put up in that house if he didn't have it in his pocket.
Yeah.
Well, he makes something driving his school bus.
That's right.
Can't they?
Besides that, Miss Martha, he does lots of tractor work for different people. On top of that, he sells wood sometimes.
Well, couldn't you talk to him?
No, sir, I can't talk to him.